Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Well, we're getting a little bit of a taste of, I guess you'd say, a fall morning, and what you could call a taste of gumbo weather, finally, a little cool down. It's not going to last that long, but hey, we know cooler weather is ahead, and National Gumbo Day is tomorrow. Will you be celebrating with a gumbo? We're talking this morning about gumbo and trying to find out if there's actually a difference between Cajun gumbo and Creole gumbo. One of our listeners texts this in, and it may be an oversimplification. It says it's really simple. Cajun gumbo, no tomato. Creole gumbo, tomato and okra. So we called in our resident gumbo expert, Uncle Larry, from Uncle Larry's Food and Spice, to join us to try to settle this down. Larry, is there a definitive clear line between Creole gumbo and Cajun gumbo? And if there is, what's the difference?
First off, Don, happy National Gumbo Day Eve to you and your wonderful listeners. But I say absolutely not, no difference. Gumbo is not a Cajun or Creole thing. Gumbo is a regional thing in South Louisiana.
Yeah, I guess it all depends. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, whatever you like in your gumbo, that's what's right for a gumbo. And Larry, you have come up with I've known you for a long time, and you've cooked for the masses. You've done a lot of cooking of a lot of different foods, and I guess gumbo is kind of your area of expertise, and you've got a couple of products out there that makes it really simple for the novice or somebody that doesn't have the time to do all the chopping and the seasoning. Explain to me, how would you describe your Uncle Larry's gumbo, the ready set gumbo, and also your gumbo with okra?
Again, that's from the region I'm from, St. James Parish and River Parish. And so I just cook our style gumbo, okay? In our chicken gumbo, we do not put okra in it. In our seafood gumbo, we got okra in it. And it's not slimy because we cook it down and smother it down and get that slime out of the okra. So that's the way we do it in St. James Parish, especially on the East Bank.
What about the old rice versus the potato salad in gumbo?
All right, Don, rice versus potatoes. I like rice in my gumbo. I like the potato salad on side. But a lot of people like their potato salad inside the gumbo. And I call that gumbo a la mode, just like ice cream a la mode, but gumbo a la mode.
Yeah. Tell me about your gumbos now. You don't want to call it instant gumbo because it's not instant, but, boy, it sure gives you a head start. Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, I've been working on that for a while, and I have two concentrated gumbo products. One is called Ready Set Gumbo, primarily used for chicken gumbo, and the second one is Ready Set Okra Gumbo, primarily used for seafood gumbo. So I take all the work out of it for you. Both are concentrate products. So all you got to do is add the protein, the chicken and sausage on Dewey, whatever you want in a ready set gumbo, shrimp, crab meat, oysters, whatever you want in a seafood gumbo. Can you mingle those two, just like Cajun and Creole. Yes, you can. You can put them together. So, but that I take all the work out of it. So instead of cooking a gumbo for 2 to 3 hours, you're going to cook it in about 30 to 45 minutes max. Done.
And where can you find your products, Larry?
All right, Don. They can find it in any AG supermarket. You know, I don't say they all carry, but just about every one of them from the east side of Louisiana to the west side of Louisiana. And also Rouse's. Rouse's has more territory. You can get it in Alabama and all the way to south of Louisiana. So any Rouse's has it or can get it, and any associated grocers can get it. If you don't have those stores in your location, I'm telling it to you listening, all they got to do is go to your website, click on my logo, and it'll bring them up to my website, and they can order online. And for the month of October, we're doing a Don DeBute special. You get 4 jars of my product. You can mix and match like you want, because I also have 2 in a few. And we're going to give you Lagniappe. We're going to give you Lagniappe, a canister of my seasoning, and you can use that in anything you want.
Well, you will be well-armed to take care of the month of October if you get that. Oh, it makes a great Christmas gift, too. So if you can mix the 4, you could get 1 of each, right, and then try them all.
You can try them all. Now, you know, it is gumbo season. I'd recommend 2 ready-set gumbo, 1 okra gumbo, and 1 stew and a few. And I'll throw in a bunch of stew and a few recipes. But, you know, stew and a few, you can make a great gravy for a roast. But all the most versatile product you can ever see. But and you can actually make a gumbo with it. But why do it when I got the 2 gumbo bases?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, because I'm getting some questions in here about the use of tomato in gumbo. Is there any place for tomato in gumbo? I guess if you like it, you like a little reddish color and a little more flavor, you could put it in there.
Don, you know, they say if it's tomatoes, Creole. Well, look, let me just talk. Here's my Bible. Gerald Hurst got the Seafood Bible. I got the St. James Parish Bible, a book called Cavanosi, written by a school teacher, Lillian Bourgeois, and it was published in 1957, and she talks about a St. James Parish gumbo, and she's got, you know, lard, flour, onions, bell pepper, celery, fresh diced tomato. And
there you go. That's
a Cajun gumbo. So that was 1957. She don't have anything about okra in there, but she, you know, she got shrimp and oysters in that particular gumbo recipe, and it's called Gumbo de St. Jacques, St. James. So. That's 1957.
Well, it goes way back. Well, Larry, thanks for being with us. Thanks for the great job you do and being an ambassador for some Louisiana cuisine. And, again, that special, they go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com for $50. You get a whole bunch of stuff. And if they want to go direct to your site, how do they find you, Larry, if they want to go direct?
Go online. Go to Uncle Larry's Food and Spice. But it's so much easier if they go, because I even try. It's so much easier if they go straight to your website, click on my link, and boom, you're there.
All right. Don't change, Larry. Don't ever change, my friend. Have a good weekend.
You too, Don. Thank you very much.
Hopefully everybody celebrates National Gumbo Day tomorrow. I'll tell you, my favorite gumbo is a wild duck, oyster, and andouille. Whoo! Can't beat it. All right, we'll get back to your text messages. Got Daryl Carpenter coming up with a Grand Isle Fishing Report in another whole hour after that. You're going to hear from Red Trasher of CCA talking about this latest, I'm calling it a betrayal of the menhaden industry. We'll be right back after this pause on The Outdoors with Don DeBute, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.